Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, in case you're interested, I'll be talking politics on television tonight as a guest on the New York One Reporters Roundtable. I think Liz Benjamin is on, too, this week. That's around 7:30 and 10:30 tonight on New York One. And this is going to be fast, folks, so we're going to ask you to get right to the point. Hanukkah gift givers, what's your strategy on a holiday that calls for 8 nights of presents? Is it 7 dreidels and 1 Xbox or what? And I just want to note before we go into this, for the record, that so, as some of you have written in, and as I well know, there is no obligation to give a gift every night of the holiday or on Hanukkah at all. As Mikhail writes on our website, the whole gift-giving aspect of Hanukkah is a result of an ironic and lamentable equivalency that has been made between Hanukkah, a holiday celebrating Jewish resistance to assimilation, with Christmas. Hanukkah is not a Jewish Christmas, and responsible Jewish parents should not encourage their children to believe that it is. Point taken. Having said that, so many people do give gifts to their kids on Hanukkah. How do you deal with it? Susanna in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Right to the point. Hi.
Okay, I try to ramp it up. I start slow with a small gift of worth about $5 or $7 on the first night and try to gradually work it up so that the last night is a much bigger gift.
How about
and my kids know this, so it manages their expectations.
7 dreidels and an Xbox. So what do you think about this equivalency? Do you also deliver that message?
Absolutely. I tell them that up front so that when the first night they got a little picture frame with a picture of each of them playing soccer, because they're both avid soccer players, and that was the whole gift, they knew that they weren't going to get a Wii or anything like that.
Susanna, thank you. Alexa in Port Washington, what do you do?
Well, I pretty much do it day to day. So yesterday I was in the shower, and I was trying not to get stressed out, and I realized I have a great idea. I have four children. I'm going to give them 4 crayfish. So they came home yesterday, and they went down to a room, and they found 4 crayfish in a little bag of water, and they got to put it into a tank. It was simple. It was fun.
And what are you going to do tonight?
Tonight, actually, there was a little forethought there, and I actually got a little gift for each of them, but they have to share them. Good. So one was a coloring book. One is a Popeye video, whatnot.
But with a message of and a lesson of sharing. Mixed in. Thank you. Pamela in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. What's your strategy?
Hi, Brian. What I usually do, especially with my older son, is I ask him, does he want one big gift or lots of little gifts? So, for example, this year his big gift was a Nets game, good seats to a Nets game. And then on the seventh night of Hanukkah, the kids give something. They have to pick a charity to donate to.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so, for example, my 11-year-old son likes to go onto the UN's website and donate mosquito nets for malaria.
Right. So that's the eighth night.
The last night of Hanukkah. Back.
Pamela, thank you. I'm going to move on to Muddle in Brooklyn. Muddle, you're on WNYC.
How are you doing? I want to point out that even though there's an obligation to give gifts, there is a custom of giving Hanukkah gelt.
Money.
Hanukkah gelt is sort of the dual purpose. Hanukkah is about education. And by giving money to children, by giving this, you know, Hanukkah money, they're able to give some of it to charity, like the previous caller pointed out. You can use the money to invest in something, to buy something you want, to buy a toy, and it ties in with this theme of education during Hanukkah.
Thank you very much, Muddle. Beth on the Upper West Side, you're going to get our last 20 seconds. What's your Hanukkah strategy?
I give my 4 kids, ages 5 to 14, $5 each night. All I have to do is go to the bank the day before Hanukkah, and that's it.
Thank you very much. More Hanukkah gelt. And that's it. Thanks to all of you for calling in. Sorry that was so short. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Karen Camp and Rachel Senator. And Rachel leaves us today after being an intern first and working her way up to producer on her way to becoming a Long Island folk hero, no doubt, as she goes to work for Newsday. Good luck, Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Jonathan Kalstein and Mike LeVay. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Bill O'Neill at the audio controls today. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday. I'm Brian Lehrer.